when it wasn't me. It was Goodman Johansson that caused the trouble, as well as Heidi, about being a Muslim as well, you know, the Muslim man. And
you're still a Muslim?
Well, yeah, of course I am. I've always been a Muslim, and always will be. But, you know...
Do you practice?
Yeah, I pray, fast, don't drink, yeah.
Maybe I'm a Muslim too, I don't drink.
Yeah, well, that's nice to hear. but it's too important. And I don't think people should get away with these lies. And it's very upsetting, you know, the little boy, I liked him very much. And you see, Heidi, when she became a Christian, and after Goodman beat her up, I thought maybe she's changed. But her kind of Christianity is perverse. You know, it's pretty sick. Because, excuse me, she says she was exorcised from the devil, you know, and spoke in tongues, and her husband
speaking in tongues. Her husband?
Yeah, he spoke to me in tongues over the phone.
Yes, was that correct, or was just his
no,
had some fun with you?
No, I think it was absolutely the case, because 2 weeks later they had a program on the television in England,
yeah.
And I heard exactly the same, exactly the same things, you know, the same accent, the same way of speaking, and you know, he says to me, Allah doesn't exist. Come to Jesus. Only He can save you. And he hates Muslims. Because Heidi believes that I'm going to go to hell, you see, because a lot of Christians think that if you aren't Christian, you'll go to hell, you see, because you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. And she sent me a book in 1990, you know, about a Pakistani woman who became a Christian, and Heidi wanted me to become Christian. I know that. You know, and I'm sure if, you know, she said I could come and live in Norway. And, you know, I actually, to be honest with you, both of us were thinking of trying for marriage, you know. And she ordered the book, from England. The book had to come from England to Norway to Heidi, and then she sent it to me here. And I read it, and it was such a load of rubbish that I told her, you know, how can you send me this shit? And then after that,
Nej, du har spytt upp allesammans. Nej. You want ice cream.
Oh god, boy. Who's that, the girl?
No, it's a boy.
How old's he?
3 and a half.
Fucking hell, 3 and a half.
Yes, and he gets a little, you know, a little tin of ice cream after dinner.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And he think it was more, but it's empty.
It's empty now, so he wants some more.
What?
He wants some more.
Yeah.
He must. How's it been looking? With your children, has it been a lot of pleasure?
Nej, det var inte fler igen, Stefan. Du får gå ut och leka. Det är inte fler. She wants something else.
Oh.
Blah blah.
Yeah.
With the banana.
Has it been a lot of happiness? It must be to, have some children.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Nice. Yeah.
Much happiness and much fighting. They are fighting. Oh,
are they? Yeah, you got...
He was just 7.
7?
Yes, oh, the oldest one.
The older one's 7. Bloody hell.
Yeah, I'll bag it too.
Yeah.
He saved 2 bananas
then. Oh, he's got 2 bananas. So, have you got...
He comes back, he wants a knife.
Have you got the phone number for this boy, is it Bjorn Morton? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Have you got his phone number? Do you know his surname?
Huh?
Do you know his phone number?
Yes, of course.
Do you think, would he mind if, maybe I spoke to him? Would he mind?
Mind you?
Yeah, just in case, you see, I need some other evidence to help me to support my, what I said about Heidi. I need someone else to support me, really, you know.
What could he do for you?
Well, he can just, he might not be able to help me, but at least he knows, something about Heidi that might help me, you see. I tell you what, look, what you can do is you give him a ring, all right, and you tell him that my position, that I don't know yet, but I might be able to take Heidi to court. And if so, I know it'd probably be difficult, but would he mind just talking to me, you know, about Heidi, because he might know one or two things that could help me. You know, she might have told him some things that could... I need to basically prove Heidi's a big liar. It's not enough for me to say it. I need other people as well, and he might help, you see. Do you understand?
Mm.
Yeah. And because believe me, it's really dreadful stuff Heidi's saying. It's just not true. And the newspapers and Heidi and the public in general must be taught a lesson. They must learn a lesson that this sort of rubbish cannot be printed, you know, because it will happen again. And I don't, you know, I want to try and...
In England, they have your name and photos in the newspaper.
Hmm?
In England.
No.
They don't have your name. Nobody over there, so...
No.
No.
No, nobody. Not in the English newspapers. No, it's just that...
Was your name in the Norwegian newspaper?
No.
No.
No, well, they didn't name me.
No.
They told me because it's not... they don't do this, you know. They said it's... I said, well, you've written a load of rubbish, you know, and... what you said is such awful stuff that has done a lot of damage. You've told the whole country absolute rubbish, okay, and you haven't mentioned anything about Heidi's suicide attempts, about the AIDS business. You know, they put a photograph in the newspaper of 2 books I sent her, Christian books about AIDS and abortion, and trying to make out as if I sent Heidi these books for no reason, you know, just because I'm obsessed with the possibility of her catching AIDS, and, you know, be careful of the sexual habits of men and everything, and to warn her. And she misled everybody. You know, she says in the newspapers as if I have AIDS. I know she hasn't got AIDS. Well, what she didn't tell the newspapers or the public, or what the newspapers didn't print, was that she had AIDS tests. And she said to me, deep down, she said, Fareed, deep down I knew I might catch AIDS. You know, that's why I sent her the books. It's as much to teach the newspapers a lesson. But you see, I need people who knew her at the time who can help me, who can maybe help me, but I only want them to come, I only want them if they can help me, if they want to help me. I don't want to force them to come to court. You know, I need people who will help prove that she's a liar. You see.
That's just a hard word.
Huh?
That's just a hard word. She's a liar, you say.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's wrong?
I can't come and say she's a liar because I don't know she's a liar.
Yeah, but I do. I know she lied about threatening to kill her, me threatening to kill her son, about threatening to kill her neighbours. But that won't be much of a problem because I will get my lawyer to ask Heidi to get these neighbours, and she won't find any neighbours because I didn't do it, and then I'll begin. But just in case I need you and Bjorn Morton, but tell him anyway, tell him what I told you, and I'll give you a ring maybe in a month. You know, we can have another chat, but you know, just have a go for me, because I'm doing my best to, you know, to help myself. I have a lot of effort. It's cost me a lot of money.
Do you think it would be a case?
I don't know. I hope so. I'm trying for it. You know.
Here in Norway?
Yeah, I have to go to Norway. But you see, I have told hundreds of people in Norway now about Heidi. The whole village, the whole town knows, everybody, because I publicised my side of the case in a big, big way, and the police told me that you know, you're not allowed to tell everybody someone's private life. So I said, well, the newspapers, although they didn't name me, they still told everybody that I was insane, suffering from erotic paranoia, and that I threatened to kill everyone. So I said, if the newspapers can do that, then I'm going to tell my side of the story to as many people as I can. And people have been phoning the police every week for the past 3 years, you know, or every month, you know, because basically what I do is I just send out everything in letters, you know, of Heidi's past over the whole country. And I told the newspapers, if you don't print my side of the story and inform the public, okay, of the truth, then just watch me, see what happens. And they didn't print anything, so I said, okay, if you want to do this to me, if you want to cheat and lie, then I'll send letters to the whole country. And I got telephone directories, you know, and just wrote the addresses down, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So Heidi is really suffering because I've told everything. I haven't left anything out. But what I have written is 100% the truth, according to what she has told me and what I've learnt. Okay? So she's suffering terribly, but it's her fault. I still want to make absolutely sure that she's punished legally through the law. So in a month's time I'll probably know what my chances are, you see. But the thing is there anybody, you know, who can maybe find, I need to find the shopkeeper, I need to find Irene, and I need to find anybody else who maybe can, who knew Heidi. Certainly when I was in, Heidi worked in a hotel in Jammin, and one of the girls there told me Heidi was always going out with other men, you know, and taking the boyfriends away from the girls and upsetting them. So I'm sure Heidi has slept with a lot of people, you know, really many, many, many. And I believe she's still very sick. Because if she only 3 years ago tells the newspapers I threatened to kill everybody and it's not true, then you've got to be sick to say that. And it's, you know, it's perverting the course of justice. It's trying to get someone into deep, deep trouble, you see. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. But I mean, is there anything at all, anything else that you think you might be able to help me with in relation to proving that she might be a liar? Is there anything that you can remember, or anybody, do you know anybody who didn't like her? You know, there must be some people who don't like Heidi, apart from me. There must be. But I suppose it's so long ago now, you don't know anyone really, do you? All right, well, as I say, I'll try and give you a ring in a month's time, you know, and just see. But I can't understand how even Goodman Johansson's wife, Nina, I mean, she won't speak to me. I mean, she puts the phone down, you know, and gets very angry. I don't know how she can marry Goodman Johansson. I really can't believe it. Everyone, you know, they seem to...
Well, no, you know.
Huh?
He's not the same one, so that time you know him.
Oh, no, but the point is, you know, a lot of people change, but I'm not interested in what they become. I'm interested in the trouble they cause at the time, when they're young. Because it's when you're young and you're full of sexual power that you go sleeping with lots of women, like Goodman did. You know, and that's the reason, you know, for all the problems, from that behaviour at the time. It's no good learning your lessons afterwards. You mustn't do them in the first place, you see. Because if Heidi tries to kill herself twice and all the rest of it, then it doesn't matter what Goodman Johansson becomes afterwards. He's been to prison. Did Heidi tell you he went to prison?
No.
Nah.
Maybe he did something wrong when he was in the military.
Yeah, that's right, he did.
Not
yeah.
In prison. Maybe in... We don't call it in prison when you are in military.
Ah.
But there are a sort of prison in military. But it's not...
Yes, it's a military detention or something. Yeah, but you see, what these people have done, what Heidi's done and everyone else and you know, the newspapers and the lies, it's all the same thing. It's all, we hate Fareed, we hate the Muslim, he's a lovesick fanatic, you know, and that's probably the reason, you know, that I'm not married. Because being Muslim is basically being shit. And, you know, not wanted. You know, no one wants to have anything to do with the Muslim man. No one wants to marry him. Because I know and I was told that people in Norway are taught at school, and it's part of the culture that Muslims, you know, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm trying to hear.
That Muslims should be left alone. Muslims are wrong, you see. And Heidi told me this years ago. She said her parents would be furious if she married a Muslim. Mm. And she wrote and told me in a letter they were discussing Islam in school and how the Muslim men treat the women like shit, and how Heidi told me that...
Yes, that's the thing we hear.
Yeah, that's right, you see. And maybe some of that does happen. Well, it certainly does happen in the Middle East a lot. A lot of men aren't kind to their women, and... But the thing with me is that it's not me. I'm not one of them. And also, a lot of Norwegian men are not kind to their women. It's people like Goodman, and it's very unfair to, because after all, Heidi wrote to me, she loved me at one stage, she wanted to marry me on two different occasions. So, you know, it's not as if I am out of bounds.
Do you think there are many people like Goodman?
Yes, I think there are quite a few. Because, and I think there are many women the same. And
I have meet very many people and...
Huh?
I have meet very many people, but this thing you talk about, Heidi and Goodman, not really special, but I don't think it's so many, so you are...
Well... Let's face it, there are a lot of men who slept with a lot of women. You know, they had a lot of partners, sexual partners. There's a lot of divorce. There's a lot of suicide in Norway, depression. And I think a lot of it comes from... Maybe...
I don't know any of them.
No.
Why?
Well, when I heard that maybe 10 people a year commit suicide in Drammen, you know, for every 5 pregnancies in Norway, there's 1 abortion, 1 termination. You know, so things aren't so wonderful in Norway. But even if no one else in the world does it, what Goodman and Heidi have done to each other and blamed me for is unforgivable. And I realise now how hopeless everything was for me in trying to find a wife, because if people think that Muslims are shit, then I have, you know, it's obviously hopeless for me. It's no good trying. You know, if Heidi prefers men like Goodman and to sleep with, you know, even after telling her that she shouldn't do it and sympathising with her and writing to her, then she goes and sleeps with men just because she feels horny, you know, I just feel used. You know, but I cannot be told that I'm insane and all the rest of it. I cannot stand that. And, you know, I need to do something about it. I mean, do you understand why I have to try? Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, because basically, it would be very difficult for me to get married now. I'm nearly 40, and to find a young girl who's capable of having children, you know, they have to be young. I'm going to find it very difficult.
You're 40?
Yeah, I'm 40 next month, you see.
why did you need to be so young?
Well, because most of the girls, you know, when they're 25, they have children and they're not single, they have boyfriends or...
Well, you don't find girls are 10 years, mindre, 30.
Well, it's very hard to find, and they I don't like English women anyway, I never have done. I don't like, living in England at all, but the point is, when I did try hard, when I was young, 10, 15 years ago, I could have got a fresh young girl. You know, I've met girls even in their early 20s who, you know, have sexual disease and they have a past, you know, and it's, you have to be very careful, and the younger they are, the less chance there is of them having these problems, you see. But I tried the other girls in Norway, and they don't like Muslims. That is absolutely clear to me.
Yeah.
And they treat me like shit. I have to fight to prove to people that I am not shit, and that I'm a human being, and I'm worthy of being looked upon as a human being, suitable to marry someone from Europe, because I live in Europe, you see, and I cannot have the newspapers saying that Muslims are shit, and that I personally threaten to kill young boys, or a young boy. I cannot have this, you see, so I must make the past, wipe the past out, and establish the facts and the truth, you see. Because I don't have much to look forward to. I know it's going to be difficult for me now. I know that. I can just see it and feel it and the reactions of people, you know. So at least I have to get some satisfaction from correcting the rubbish that's been spoken about me, you see. And especially as Daniel liked me very much, you know, I'm sure he'd be horrified, he'd be so upset to see what his mother has been saying about me, you know. I think Heidi's evil. I really do.
She is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What's your
thought? Evil. You know, I think she's really wicked. Very, very wrong and naughty and spiteful. Mm. You know, to try and ruin me. And Heidi wrote to me, I have the letter now in my cupboard, where Heidi admits to having had abortions. And it was you.
I have never heard about this abortion. I have heard...
Two abortions.
She should have this kids. She was not pregnant.
Well, she told me there was a boyfriend, and I have it in writing with me in my cupboard, who told her she must have an abortion or else he'll leave me. Okay, and she also told me over the telephone that this boy...
No, you are talking about Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi.
No, you are not.
Sorry, not Irene, no. You know about Heidi's abortions. You knew about them, didn't you?
Only this twins story. So I don't know.
Yeah. And...
And you believe it, on it?
I do believe it. Although...
It's abortion.
Huh?
All this abortion you believe on.
Well, there's two abortions and a miscarriage. There's two abortions and a miscarriage of twins.
Ah, that's much.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have it in writing. I have the letter with me in writing, so I'm not making it up. But whether it's true or not is something else. But I personally believe it's true. I'm convinced it's true. But the thing is, Heidi also told me, I know some people lie,
yes.
But Heidi told me her sister, one of her sisters, did lie about having an abortion.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know which sister it was, but Heidi told me that my sister, her sister lied.
Mm-hmm.
She said she had an abortion, but she didn't.
No.
And I can't remember what the reason was, the circumstances.
It was some sister.
One of them, yes.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
No.
No, no. But...
But when you're telling me, the same thing, so I told you instead. When I was... very young.
Yeah.
I can tell people about abortion. It was a lie.
Yeah, but I...
No, I can't understand it, but...
It's easy to find out, because... Heidi can...
There must be some people from the hospital.
Oh yes, that's right, because, no, I tell you another reason I do believe it. Because she told me she went to a hospital, the same hospital, the second time, and the nurses treated her... The nurses were very angry with Heidi for coming in again.
It was the same nurse?
It was the same hospital.
Yeah.
And they would know about the previous abortion, so she said the nurses were very angry with me. Oh, coming in again pregnant, wanting a second abortion. And she said, she said her stepmother called her a whore. Okay? She said, she referred to her stepmother as her mother. And she said, my mother called me a whore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's why I believe it. But it's easy to find out, because Heidi can...
You have found out.
Huh?
But you have never found out.
No. I have never got someone else to tell me.
No.
No. But it's easy to find out. I mean, you can... I can ask...
Weezy, why do you don't find out?
Well, I have asked the police... You see, the trouble is that the police, there's so much to it, and there's so many more important questions. I assume that because Heidi wrote and told me, I assume that she's telling the truth. You understand?
Sorry.
When Heidi writes to me in a letter saying that she's had abortions, then I believe her. It's more important to get evidence. It's more important to prove to everybody that I have not threatened to kill her son, or her neighbours, or her friends, and that I have not raped her. That's more important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's simple to prove, you know, I can ask Heidi again. I can say to the policewoman, please ask Heidi whether she's had two abortions. That's simple. Yeah, and in fact, next time I talk to the policewoman, I can do this. But the policewoman has told me that there's a few things that they don't believe.
I don't understand.
Exactly, I don't know, because they won't tell me.
No.
accident once.
But they will tell me eventually, but you see, I have to keep spending my money on phone calls to the police. They take my phone number, they ask for my phone number, they ask for my address, they tell me they'll be in touch, and they never are.
So they know you're calling me now?
Oh no! I've told them.
Oh yes, you told, yeah.
I've told the police.
Mm-hmm.
That Heidi had a friend called Anne Christine. Yeah. But that's all. I haven't, you know, mentioned, I haven't mentioned, because I told them the whole story from when I met Heidi to going over to Norway to staying, you know, underneath your parents' place and etc., you see. But I haven't told the police that, you know, I want you to come to court. I've just told the police that my lawyer will be in touch, you see. But I still believe Heidi had two abortions. I really do. Do you not believe her?
No.
Well, that can help me, because it proves she's a liar. But I really do think she's telling... I
told you that because I only know myself, and there was something me and Heidi maybe could have... yes, we have the same things. We was in
Did you tell people? Did you tell people that you had had abortions yourself when you didn't?
Yes, I do. When I was 14 or 15, maybe.
Oh, you did. But you didn't have abortions.
No, I was not pregnant, nothing.
But why did you tell them this?
It was only, I think I was together with a boy, I must be 16, 17.
Hmm.
Because I come, I have a boyfriend 1 year, and after 1 year, I should... still going to a school in another town, and I come into the school and all the thing was okay, and he asked me, oh no, drop to school and come and live here in Bergen so we can see each other every day, you know?
Yeah.
And I was in love and okay, and I dropped this school. I don't go this second year, for I have take 1 year.
Mm.
I come back to him, and after 1 week the school was started, he dropped me. It was finished.
Mm.
And I was so angry, because 1 year of my school, I can't go back to this school, because I have say no to this place.
Mm.
So I must only find me a little work or something to do.
Yeah.
Then I remember I was so angry, because the only bar, finish, not much.
Yeah,
and then I find something else, and yes.
So you wanted
to be a story.
You wanted to get revenge or something?
Huh?
You wanted to get revenge?
Yes, yes. So I told people, so he know, and my friends, and I do that, so everyone should believe it.
Mm.
So the day I should go to take this abortion, I go to take the bus up to the
hospital
and sit there for many hours, only sit there. And I take the bus away, so if somebody has seen me, something.
Oh, I see.
Well, I can't remember the story, but I was very desperate in that time.
So
I do much other things later. So
So that
I grew up and I
Okay, I can laugh of it now, but that is the only thing. Maybe she is lying, maybe, because I know myself could do it.